Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we have Sister Rose Rowling. Sister Rose is a newly professed sister with the English Dominican Congregation of St. Catherine of Siena, based in Cambridge. Her preaching today is entitled, Having the Last Word.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who used to dress in purple and fine linen and feast magnificently every day. And at his gate there lay a poor man called Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to fill himself with the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even came and licked his sores. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In his torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham a long way off with Lazarus in his bosom. So he cried out, 'Father Abraham, pity me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' 'My son,' Abraham replied, 'remember that during your life good things came your way, just as bad things came the way of Lazarus. Now he is being comforted here while you are in agony. But that is not all. Between us and you, a great gulf has been fixed, to stop anyone, if he wanted to, crossing from our side to yours, and to stop any crossing from your side to ours.' The rich man replied, 'Father, I beg you then to send Lazarus to my father's house, since I have five brothers, to give them warning so that they may not come to this place of torment too. They have Moses and the prophets,' said Abraham. 'Let them listen to them.' 'Ah, no, Father Abraham,' said the rich man, 'but if someone comes to them from the dead, they will repent.' Then Abraham said to him, 'If they will not listen either to Moses or to the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone should rise from the dead.'" Who or what is it that has authority in your life? Is there a particular person, a family member, or friend, or spiritual leader, whose words or example you hold in the highest esteem? Alternatively, do you seek out spiritual wonders like peak prayer experiences, or the supernatural charisms such as miracles and prophecy, or ask God for a direct sign of his existence or of his will? Consider for a moment who or what it is that it takes for you to be convinced of something. Who or what we give authority to in our lives is an important question, and one I want to take up in reference to today's gospel. Today, I want to press into how this parable of the rich man and Lazarus speaks of the centrality of the Word of God. In today's gospel, the rich man, now condemned in the afterlife for his lack of mercy towards the poor and suffering, begs the patriarch Abraham to send Lazarus to his five brothers to give them a warning not to act as he did. The rich man says that his brothers will listen to Lazarus if he is sent back from the dead. He is confident that they would not refuse such a sign. But Abraham reminds him that his brothers already have Moses and the prophets. This phrase means that they have the entirety of the laws, the ethics, and the experience given by God for the good of his people. And if they will not listen to this, one more supernatural sign will be of no use. Abraham alludes to the point that while God can and does speak to us through other people, through signs and wonders, all of these things at their best are only a commentary on the truth already found in the scriptures. And this is the stark truth that confronts us today. We already have everything that we need to know God and know God's will now and to act for today. It challenges an attitude in which we can endlessly look for signs or seek out interpretations or cross the world desiring an experience of the miraculous. Before any of that, we have the scriptures, we have the church, and we have each other. And it is worth highlighting that the lessons of Moses and the prophets apply to us today too. While we have one new covenant instituted by Christ, we keep both testaments. We must not forget the history that preceded us and the commandments and lessons it teaches. Biblical revelation is complete. The canon is now closed. What's left is our responsibility to know it and apply it. And this is the definition of wisdom, to apply our knowledge. So we have all we need. And consider the implication of that. The word of God has more power than even a man being resurrected from the dead. This is the power of the word of God. The word of God is life, eternal life. Right now, this extraordinary truth leads us to another part of scripture in St. John's Gospel, chapter 11, where Jesus declares that he is the resurrection and the life. This is found in the story of another Lazarus mentioned in the Gospels, the one of the man who is the brother of Mary and Martha and a friend of Jesus. Not the poor beggar in today's reading. But the stories of the two men have some important parallels, more than just their names. For example, recall how Abraham already says to the rich man from today's gospel that sending Lazarus back will bring about no change if they already refuse to listen to the word of God. In John's gospel, Lazarus, the friend of Jesus, is actually raised from the dead and thereby offered as a sign of Jesus' messianic identity. And when he is raised, those who rejected Jesus continue to reject him and refuse to take heed of the sign. What is worse, they even start plotting to kill Lazarus in order to undermine the testimony of the miracle and the impact of Jesus' messianic claim. The story of the two men named Lazarus only reinforces Jesus' own realization before his death that many would not believe in him after his own resurrection. We should not be surprised by this. Jesus worked miracles. He taught with authority. He even rose again from the dead. But there were many who did not and who do not accept him as the Messiah. We see hearts that are closed to the word of God and the word made flesh in Jesus Christ. The season of Lent is a time of stripping back and refocusing on the essentials. Scripture is essential to our Christian life. Are you saturated in the word of God? Do you take heed of what it says? This parable illustrates that scripture gives us ample warning and we are condemning ourselves if we deliberately shut our eyes to it. In today's parable, the failure of the rich man was in not sharing his wealth. The scriptures are full of indictments against injustice and the constant call to mercy, and these words still stand true for us today. However, let us not be complacent. There may be other words of scripture which we are ignoring or indifferent to, even if we are committed to justice and mercy. Can you identify some places of ignorance and omission of scripture in your own Christian life, both in knowledge and in practice? The lesson of today is that you and I are like the five brothers left behind. We have true spiritual treasure in accessing the scriptures and the sacraments. We are rich people. What do we do with our spiritual and, for those who have them, material riches? Do we take heed of the commandments of God? Or, like the brothers, are we drifting, preoccupied through life, indifferent and unaware of what lies before us and beyond us? So, this Lent, let us renew our devotion to the scriptures, that we may know, love, and act the truth of God's word more fully.